Did you see it's got the go ahead to open Sunday's trade?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
It was a big thing. Oh, we were horrified. It was, we got a thing through the door, like it was obviously like a survey thing, saying they wanted to, you know, Bury Row, there's a Cricket and Magnus Others. They want to put a Tesco Superstore there.
No.
Anyway, it's in the paper. Paper this week. And it's saying that the outrageous calls or restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like they said, I mean, all right, we could perhaps do with a superstore, but not there.
Not
Bury
there.
Road.
No.
I mean, that's a bit dark, really.
You know who it is who wants to make money on that? That's that dreadful man Boorman, Councillor Boorman. He's had his greedy little eyes on that area for years.
Has he?
Mm.
Yes, because I know, do you remember we were going to buy a house down there? But then when we went into it, they said, obviously look at the development plans, and it was go-aheads eventually for something. Yeah, they couldn't state what.
No.
I mean, it might be whatever year.
Well, I went to a big meeting round about 1985.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
And he wanted to... Where Marge Williams lived, you remember the Grove? They wanted to raise that and have that developed as a road. The other one, Victoria Way, would be closed and developed. Marge's road would be destroyed and another big road put in its place. And they were after Horsell Moor, which is where they're going to put the Tesco's. That area is called Horsell Moor.
I don't think they get it though, do you?
Oh, I hope not. As Dave says, yes, we do need another store in Woking of that kind.
But not there. How long has Ashley Cook been there? 20, 30 years?
30 years easily. I mean, it was already well established when we arrived in 1959.
But Dave said, you know, Tesco's a quantity. What they did it at Weybridge. They said, let us buy your site. You say where you want a site, and then we will build what you want on that site for you.
Yes.
So John's still got a lot of work on, and Mary Ann.
Yes.
The session and everything, hasn't?
No. Well, of course,
effectively.
Mary Ann's a public servant, and they're pretty well protected. John's firm is simply doing extremely well in spite of the recession. I mean, they're very pleased with him because he's the front man. Having appeared on the Annika Rice thing and being kissed by Annika Rice in the full view of millions, I mean, John can do no wrong by Trollope and Coles.
Did you manage to get anybody video it?
Yes, Mary Ann's done it.
Oh, Mary Ann's done it, so you'd be able to see it. Yeah. What did you think of Annika Rice?
Oh, you know, she is what she appears.
She is, that's right.
Vital, lively, attractive. Mm. Yes. Yeah.
You see, with that gas, that advert you do with that.
Yes. Yes. I don't blame the woman for doing as much as possible on television in those advertisements, because I think that women have got only a short life in those ads because people get bored with them. Well, she gets up and does things, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They say, oh, I can't stand this woman. But I mean, I don't know why.
Jealousy, I think.
Probably.
Hell of a lot of jealousy.
She's got a lot of up and go about her.
Yes, she has. She has.
Tomorrow, I must take those 20% vouchers to Deb's.
Mm.
And Jenny was saying she went to Devon yesterday. They had a 12-day spectacular, 8:30 to 8:30 at night. She said the staff closed even half price. Plus, you got a further 20% off.
Yes.
But I think all those sales will be off before Christmas.
I looked at the fabrics in Liberty's. And if I can't get what I want at the Framlingham Textile Centre, which is excellent, when I next need fabrics, I will come up to London and I'll go to Liberty's, but I will have measured first of all to within an inch as to what I want, because
it's expensive.
Well, some of the stuff is £18 a metre. But if you think of the cost of a well-fitting jacket for somebody like myself,
you
it's
know
astronomical.
What you should have done when you was up there this time? You should have asked for some samples.
My dear, I did not feel well enough to even think. I didn't even think about it. Yes, they will. They'll give you a little cut.
Yeah, but not only that. I mean, they will now. All these shops are doing like a mail order.
It's interesting.
And they will actually send. And I know why, because John Lewis in London, Jackie wanted some fabric. And she'd seen it up there, and Harrods. And she phoned up. She didn't have a card for them, just a barcode card. Said, would you post this? Well, we'll have to charge you like £2.50 package. She said, that's fine. She said, well, I can get up there for £2.50 and park.
Quite.
And she wanted sort of so many metres of each. And they both sent it to her.
Yes.
And I've spoken to three people this year. They've done all the Christmas shopping mail order.
Yes.
Rather than sort of go round themselves. Take that with us.
Good idea.
The cup of tea or
something. Yes.
Yeah, we should have got away with a small coach. The size of them are so big. We've been good with this work experience because Dave originally had these 5 days off because he was undertaken. And he said, no, he said, you know, you're so tired, Dad, you never get a rest. I'll go up on the train. I mean, to get to this Sevenhurst part, he's got four or five train journeys. He has to get, like, from Woking to Surbiton, Surbiton to Clapham Junction, Clapham Junction to Thornton Heath. And then from Thornton Heath to Sevenhurst Park. So it's five trips, and there's no easier way round it. And like Dave said, it would have cost him sort of £7 or £8 a day in petrol.
Quite.
He managed to get a ticket for a week for him for £15.
Yes, quite.
You know.
Yes.
But unfortunately, he had to leave at sort of 7:15. He's at 2 in the morning to get there, and then not getting home to sort of 7 o'clock. Dave picks him up from the station. That's what I said to him, but he's enjoyed it. He hasn't sort of moaned. He just moaned about the fact they're making tea. And it just made us laugh.
Because
I said to Dave, they've got no idea, the youngsters, have they? They don't have no idea whatsoever. But he starts all his knocks a week on Monday.
Oh, God.
He's got two languages, the three sciences, biology, chemistry, and which other one? Science, and the maths knocks. So, but I think with this, I mean, this homework, that's the only thing I don't believe in, because they've got to revise, which he's doing, I mean, flat out at the moment, but they're also giving 3 hours of homework a night.
They're not thinking what they're doing, are they? They're overloading.
I mean, Kim was saying that Winston is giving them 2 weeks off.
Yes.
All right, I don't. 2 weeks is too long, I think, because obviously, Kim, Marisa, she's not revising, she's going out.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, I think they need to. They should say no homework for this week before the mocks. Just total revision. You know, 2 weeks before or something. No time off school, but total revision. I mean, the other night he came home at 4 o'clock, and he was up to 9:30 just doing homework. And his son got time to revise on. He was so tired. And he said it's stupid. He said, so they're giving you all this, and he said the homework. It's nothing to do with the revision he's meant to be doing for his actual exams. You know, it's sort of totally different. Are we fit or?
Just about.
So shall I have another cigarette?
You have another cigarette, yes. I'm shattered.
You'll be alright.
I'll be fine once I've had another 5 minutes.
Sleep well on that couch, always do.
Yes.
So have you still kept off the cheese in that?
If you want to be
open. Yeah. Is that through it all, or have you been trying?
Haven't needed to try, Brenda. I can't, I mean, at one time I'd have devoured that.
Yeah,
I just can't eat So I'm not forcing myself to eat. What I'm trying to do is only to eat the right things. And I must start vitamin supplements. I think I've got to the age when I probably need that. I mean, this cold is a warning to me that my immune system is not as strong as it ought to be. I shouldn't have had another cold so soon after getting rid of one.
Because last time you were down it, that stinker, didn't it?
Yes, yes. And this one isn't as bad, but I shouldn't be having this one at all.
You need either a multivitamin or vitamin C.
Probably a bit of both.
Do you not take any as well?
No, I don't. The time has come, I think. Oh, but tell me, what happened about your fracas with Peter?
Oh, yeah, well, I won't take this. I said, I can't believe it. I said, I honestly can't believe. You know, I said, I thought we had a good working relationship. And, you know, it's all trust. And he said, well, I'm pretty good. He said, 50-50. And I said to him, well, I said, you know, you think about it. But I'd already sort of made up my mind that I wasn't going to sort of go in next year anyway. That is it. I mean, as soon as Carla starts secondary school.
Yeah.
I said, because, you know, I've had enough. It's just been walking over and over.
What difference will it make to your life to have Carla at the secondary?
Because I'm not, she will then come in and let herself in.
I have to be there at 3 o'clock for
somebody to let her in. But when she's at secondary school, she's actually been nearly 13.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So she's old enough to have a key.
Yes.
And yes, I still would like to be in the house, but if I'm not,
it's not
she's
disastrous,
old enough
that's right.
to let herself in.
And you can work locally. Pick up jobs locally.
That's right, you know, and I still...
I mean, by the time all that happens, when that'll be next October?
Yes, it's
well,
October.
By then, I may have sold the house. I mean, as soon as I sell the house, you can have a couple of thousand for a banger. You know, you said that Rob is very good on...
Yes, he's good. The thing is, cars at the moment are so cheap.
They are.
You can pick them up because, I mean, it's like anything at the moment. It's so cheap. But made me laugh because he said to his secretary, you know, I honestly don't know what's wrong with Gwen. She is so down in the mouth.
And he had, didn't you say to him, haven't you got eyes in your head? Couldn't you see how ill I was?
I think it's the fact, you know, you're not, she's got a problem on her mind. She's not being well and you're not taking her serious. You obviously don't believe she's ill. You think she's skiving. And she's obviously, you know, when you think what she does for you, she's marvellous. And she said, also, I think she wants to ask you something. And, you know, she's answered you the call and you've taken no notice. And he said, well, do you think I ought to give her, you know, what about £2 a week? And she said, well, look, all I'm saying is, why don't you... she said, don't think of the money. She said, how valuable is she to you?
Quite.
And it sort of really shut him up, and she turned around and said, very valuable. And he said, well, what happened? She said, what happened if she walked out tomorrow? He said, I could never replace her. He said, and nobody, he said, in replaceable, he said, but she is. He said, I just couldn't. He said, I would pay what I'd have to.
Yeah.
He said, we're being realistic. He said, you know, £15 a week. And I said to him, what about the petrol? I said, you know, it's costing £15 a week in it at least, and you're paying 10. And he said, no, he said, I think that's ample, he said.
It isn't, because I keep on going down and filling up the metro with £10 worth of petrol, and I'm not making a trip back and forth to work every day.
Well, I'll put that in on Wednesday, and I've got about a quarter of a tank again, so it'll be tomorrow.
And it's an automatic, isn't it? So they eat it up.
But it's like, I mean, the decorators, he's got the decorators in. And then they turned around and said, he is meant to be a businessman. And they said, we cannot meet, we've never met such a penny-pinching guy in all our life.
Yeah.
They've come in, he said, something in the house like this, the money he's got, the cars and assets he's got. And he turned around penny pinching, saying that, you know, why has this cost me £30? Why can't I get it for 20?
They
knew and he walked out last week. They just honestly couldn't believe that somebody...
But some people are appallingly mean. Did I tell you about Nev being done out of £600 by an Indian doctor and her husband?
No.
He put in a kitchen... And he thought there was something funny about these people. They didn't want to give him money up front for the fabric, you know, the woods and things. And he wasn't asking the full amount anyway. And he said, you know, things are very tight in business and I do not want to run up any more debts. If you will let me have
some of it,
the cash, some of the cash for the wood, as soon as the wood's delivered, I'll come and do the job. It's not as though your money is going to be tied up in any way. And there was a bit of a face pulling. And he saw this woman doctor sort of always hovering around, always putting her motti in. And when the job was nearly completed, Madam steps forward with cries of, that isn't quite right and that isn't quite right. And Nev was putting in hours doing nitpicking, fart-arsing about getting things absolutely perfect. Got it absolutely perfect. When it came to the final bill, they knocked off 600 because there was the tiniest little scratch on one of the panels.
Oh, my God. And you couldn't do anything about
no,
it?
No, it was fixed in.
Batteries are starting to go. They're flickering a bit.
Yeah.
Some wire putting in. And so we lost out on 600?
600, yeah.
Did you not sort of think to take them to court? I suppose it would have cost him more in court fees.
Well, I think you can go through the small claims court for 500, but I suppose 600 was just over it. It's probably something very crafty that they thought up between them, this pair.
It's awful, isn't it?
It is awful. I was taught as a child in catechism, the labourer is worthy of his hire. There are four sins that cry out to heaven for justice. One of them is oppressing the widow and the orphan, and the other is defrauding the labourer of his hire, because the labourer is worthy of his hire. That's a sin that cries to heaven for justice. That's what I was taught as a child.
I bet he was really sort of upset.
Oh, they
wasn't
they felt sick.
Does he still see them?
Oh no, I mean, these were clients and they could never be friends after doing that. I've come to the conclusion you can either keep your money or you can keep your friends, but you're not going to do both in life.
Right, so you make tracks?
Yeah.
That's running low. Oh, well, it's flickering anyway.
Oh.
Perhaps.
And your instrument panel started showing that the wheels have fallen off and one wing was on fire. First thing you had to think was, are the dials reading correct?
Get out quick.
We flew a thing called the flying coffin. And you have to get the two people who are at the back, you have to get them out before you landed, because when you brought the flaps up, if they were still in this little bay, you would squash them to death. And one day, his dials showed that he had in fact squashed them to death, but he hadn't.
He hadn't?
No.
On me now, and I want to get some tea.
Oh, burn to the thought of tea.
But it's like that without, I mean, with Carla, I mean, you can't, you know, you just can't think when you've got it. I mean, she would have been bored and she
of
wouldn't
course,
have looked at the gifts.
Poor little child. No. No.
Well, you're clever.
Oh, dear me.
I can't get out any other way.
No. Oh dear. We did it. Neil said yesterday he was running through the hallway with, I think he was ironing his karate suit or something. He was muttering to himself and he said, smoking, filthy, dirty habit, it's expensive and it shortens your life, and I love it!
it's dreadful. So I said to the doctor, oh, yeah, I can give it up, but I said, with my nerves at the moment.
Oh no, it's like slimming. Nobody should try to slim when they're feeling tense and agitated and worried about things.
I can't, Tesco's, my sure it gets busy over here, doesn't it, though?
Yes.
I mean, it's not packed, though. The shops weren't... I mean, tomorrow morning, it'd be murder there.
Yes.
There'd be people with kids. See, at night time, they don't come with the kids.
No, no. I'm looking forward to coming back here in the spring and having another go at clothes for you and me. I'm going to save like mad. By the spring, I should have some idea about selling the house.
We all know sort of what's sort of happening.
That's right.
Because, I mean, you even got the feeling, didn't you, that Neil might move on?
I don't think he'll leave me until he marries.
No, I don't. I don't think he'll marry. I don't think he'll leave you.
No.
I think, though, you know, after a year or two, if you've moved away and if you moved out the area in that, he would then break from his mother.
Yes.
It's the fact, that's how I did it.
Seriously thinking.
Mother was sort of up in Wisbeach and I was in Surrey.
That's right. A lot depends on what point I sell my house. If I sell at a time when there's still a recession, and you see, somebody, I think it might have been Shirley Jones, they had a visit. Perhaps it was somebody who actually bought a house, not the Joneses, because they haven't sold it. They had a visit from a bank manager. Have preferential mortgage treatment as part of their emoluments. They always have had. The banks used to pay fiendishly, cripplingly low salaries. Demand that everybody dressed in Savile Row, but you could buy a house on something like 2.5% mortgage. Well, it's not like that now, but it's still get a preferential mortgage. And this bank person was looking around only 3 or 4 weeks ago because he was being moved. You see, a lot depends on your luck as to whether you pick up a very good buyer.
Because your friends, have they had anybody look at theirs yet?
They had a couple of people round, but no nibbles. Or I think somebody made a silly offer, because of course all the property pages in places like the Daily Telegraph are urging everybody, go on, put in an offer for a house, put in a silly offer. Which is all very well, but you don't necessarily need to accept a silly offer.
That's right.
This is why, at the moment, I'm being a bit cautious about the tattered remains of my capital. I don't want to find myself in the situation that I'm compelled to sell. That's why I'm so keen. Did I tell you what my plan is at the moment? That as soon as the accursed Phil has decided to move into his new house, the new flat rather, I am going to take my ensuite back.
Rented?
Yeah, I'm going to go back into my bedroom. And Neil can still use the ensuite shower, because he's got used to the idea that he's got to come in clothed and knock on the door. Because last time I was in my bedroom, he asked if he could use the shower, and we had the situation arising that he would come through, you know, and I would let him. After all, it's not as though there's a door between my bedroom and the
shower,
and the ensuite.
That's right.
And then I will have three lodgers. I will have Neil.
Mind you, Neil's not worried about parading around with nothing on, is he?
No, well, I've made him worry. My goodness, I have. Then you've got it played.
Did he like his new dressing gown?
Absolutely.
Last time?
Yes.
What was he like when you took, because you took the boxer shorts,
yes,
dressing gown and some little bit on those sweets, biscuits,
yes,
was it?
All the money you've spent on me.
I bet he's like a big child, isn't he?
Yes, of course he is. He is a poor child. I hate to think what Christmas is like for some people.
Do you think she'll buy him something expensive?
I have no doubt. What, did I not tell you about the fact that I hit the roof when he said that she had said that when he was 21 she was going to buy him a Vauxhall Chevette?
She's going to?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you pay for his lessons then?
Well, that's...
That's when he wanted help.
I said, he said, don't you think that's a nice gesture? I said, I think that is showing off. I said,
now she's supposed to tax insurance and run it.
Well, that's what I said. And I said, where are we going to put it?
Just because you passed your test doesn't mean... I mean, it's years you would normally be
before someone can get a car.
You can tell you can what sort people. Of a fool the woman is. She is dreadful. Does it strike an answering chord with your mother?
Very much so.
I have no doubt that if they owned their council house, they would now be very busily selling and buying and selling and buying.
She's the boss. She's still got that horse.
Oh, I have no doubt. Of course, I despise the woman so heartily that I never ask any questions about it.
How does Neil get on with Philip?
Very well. They all three get on well together.
Well, they do?
Yes.
I was very surprised about Tony, though. Which I remember you saying about, he didn't really want to know, did he, about the, Neil's boss?
No, he said no. I wash my hands of Neil. I thought that's another one. If I don't stick by Neil...
If he was still living with you, he wouldn't have washed his hands of Neil, would he?
He might have done. He's a very strong-minded chap, and I don't know that anything I said could have influenced him. And anyway, Brenda, to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't argue with him. At the moment, I'm not doing anything about Neil's training because, well, Christmas is coming and it's too soon to start stirring up the mud again.
The thing is, college would have stopped anyway.
Yes, quite. Yes, exactly. Yes, we'll take a breathing space until the new year. See, Neil says that at the moment he'd be quite happy to get into a job where if he was a good worker, he could progress in the job. And I said, and what about doing your radio repairs in the evening, at evening classes? And he said, yes.
I said, well, it's like a part-time thing.
Yeah, well, you see, you can make quite a few nice little pounds for yourself if you can say to your friends, I can undercut. I won't chat while you get past me. Say to your friends, I can do it cheaper than the
Well, you can.
Standard
it's
repair.
Like, Dave, these computers been, you know, up in the air for about 6 months. And they said, you've got to get it repaired, he said, because, he's got a printout on it and
uh-huh,
everything. And
uh-huh.
A lot of his work, he can sort of, rather than get copies, he can just do a printout.
Yeah.
And, and I said, Carl needs any work. Anyway, so Dave said, I'm going to do all the stupid jobs and I'm going to take that computer in.
Yeah.
And he said, it only cost about 25 quid to get it repaired.
Yeah.
Took it in and they said, well, we're going to have to send it away. And they said, yeah, okay. And he said, well, it's £49 before you start.
Oh, no.
And providing it's nothing sort of major, then that £49 will cover. But if they find anything sort of major, then it's on top of their £49. And I said, Dave, if you knew somebody, a handyman or like someone like Neil.
Yes, exactly.
Who can fix things like
that's
that.
That's right.
You know, that if they charge 20 quid before they start.
Right.
You know, half the price.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You can make your money up.
Of course you can. Well, I knew a girl who married, I wouldn't say she'd married well when she started out, but her husband was enterprising. Eventually got himself quite a good job at the people who print the banknotes at Leighton. They started off in a prefab and they ended up with a new four-bedroom bungalow with central heating in Athorpe, Roding. And I lost touch with her after that, but Joyce was very nice, very, very down-to-earth Cockney girl from Hoxton. And she said her sister, she said, I do admire my sister. She said, they'll never have anything other than a council house, I don't suppose. But she said, my brother-in-law mends people's motorcycles as a sideline. And the money that he gets from that, he gives her most of it. and she buys things on hard purchase. This was the days when hard purchase wasn't fearsomely expensive. And she said, my sister spends, well, we're now talking about 1957, my sister spends 12 and 6 a week on things from for the house on the hard purchase. She never truly runs into debt. She'll save part of the cost of the thing, you know, and then she knows that she's always going to have to put 12 and 6 a week aside. And she does that and buys things for the house. And you see, if you've got that little bit of extra coming in, it's surprising. But it's like my lodgers, Brenda. If I could get what I need from my lodgers, well, Neil's housing benefit is £30 a week.
Does that stop now he's lost his job?
No. It'll stop when he gets another job. When he gets a proper job, when he's employed, it'll stop. But at the moment, I get £30 a week. And he gets some unemployment money, and I take £10 a week off him for his food. I mean, it's not enough, but it'll do, you know. And then, in dribs and drabs, grudgingly, from that 40 over the week, once he starts to run out of money, because he's paid once a fortnight, I begin to give him his karate money. And here's £2.50 to go to the pub with, Neil. You know, little bits. And I'll buy you your tobacco, Neil. Nothing much, but little bits of something. Now, if he were working and could give me the full 60, that is 30 for his room and 30 for his food, so that I didn't have to worry about actually paying for him, but he was paying me. Paul is going to pay me 50. That's £30. I made it plain to Paul that he is going to eat £30 worth of food, and that only £20 is my profit. And then the other room, a man called Alan, who's a window cleaner, he wants the room that I'm in at the moment. Because he doesn't want the ensuite. He can't afford it. He can't pay £40 a week.
Yeah.
Or 35. He wants to pay as little as possible.
Will be charged 25 for that one?
25, yes. And for that, he can make him. He doesn't want to really to pay me for food at all. So I'm going to tell him that he can have his cups, spare cups of tea and a drink of milk and a bit of toast.
Just bits and pieces, yeah. But he doesn't want main meals.
He doesn't want main meals, no, but he can have that on the 25. He can give me anything extra.
So when's he moving in then? As soon as...
Well, he's probably actually hammering on the door now to come and see where he's going to put his ladders. He wanted a clear wall to put brackets up to put his ladders. But Paul said that Paul thought that you could suspend ropes from my garage roof. Do you remember what a lot of crisscross racing there is?
We've done in our garage.
No,
we've put just wood beams across for the canoes.
And oh yes, ladders as well. The boy Richard put a lot of beams. And Paul, at the weekend, put an immense amount of his household gear up on the roof, in the garage.
Garage, yeah. That's what we did. We keep the ladder and everything on the beams.
Yes. Well, it's possible that Alan may see a way to using that, but he is quite... he's got no doubt that he wants to come to me. He's in a divorce at the moment, and the moment that the final papers are signed, he's got to get out of the house. He has to stay there till the last minute. And then the moment that the papers are signed, he must go.
But what happens if Philip's still there?
Well, Alan says he'll sleep on my sofa.
On the sofa for now, yeah.
I mean, he says this is, you know, a very nice house. And you wouldn't normally expect to get a room for £25 in a house of that character.
That's right. But £25 is £100 a month, isn't it?
Precisely. Well, say I was doing my best, as it were, say that everything was going swimmingly, I'd be getting a profit of £30 from Alan, £20 from Alan, because five would go on the tea and the milk and the cornflakes and the supposed. £20 from me, £20 from £50. And £20 from Paul, which is £70.
£30 would do.
No, he's going to give me 50, because again, he's in the small bedroom. And he eats £30 worth of food.
£20 per month. That's £70.
£70 a week. Exactly. Right, it's considerably better.
That's £280 a month.
Exactly. Much, much better than any pokes in the eye with a sharp stick.
So what does this Philip pay up on time?
All of us are excellent on that. Yes, he's a toad in some ways, but in other ways he's very good.
What about Paul?
Well, he hasn't got any money, but when he's had it, he's paid on the dot. The only one...
Hasn't he got that job still then? At Co.
He's only just started.
Oh, he's just started.
And he has to work a week before he gets any money. He has to work a week in arrears. You know, they
so
have to
wait... So has he been there this week?
Yes, he's been there this week. And so at the end of next week he'll be getting paid. His money.
So from next week you'll start getting paid?
Yes. And if that bloody Karen comes on the scene and wants to take him back, I shall tell him, if you go back, Paul,
that's it.
That's it. I'm having no more of it. I've had two lots of terrible upheaval.
Mm. You can't, you know, you've got...
Bad for me, knives.
That's right. You've got to sort of...
You're on a twitch.
you can't keep on helping them out. I mean, they've got to help themselves.
No,
I mean,
quite.
You won't be sorry to see Philip go, will
you? Oh, I can hardly wait. I mean, I went in there yesterday, I think it was, or this morning. He put wet shirts into the wardrobe and didn't have the doors open. But that bedroom is not a bedroom that I like to get any dampness in at all.
Put it in a tumble door, hang it in the garage.
Too lazy. Easier to do it that way.
Is Tony taking all his stuff now?
Yes, he has at last.
Is he in his house yet, or is he still in there?
Yes, and he's finding it very, very difficult to feed himself, to get the food in. Because, you know, he liked to come in at 10:30 and bully me to cook things for him. That's why sometimes I used to run up to bed and pretend I was asleep.
So how does he cope?
Because I thought that was with utmost difficulty. And he has to get his little daughter on Sunday to help him to clean the place.
She's soon get fed up with that.
I'm tough. He's not getting the ensuite room back, I can tell you. If I have gone to three lodgers and I'm getting on with them and they're made for the sake of an extra £20 or whatever. And the annoyance from Tony coming in at 10 or thereabouts and then sitting there like a stuffed frog waiting for me to leap about and put food on a plate and microwave it. Not doing it, Brenda. When I was dropping dead with exhaustion one evening, I said to him, look, Tony, I've cooked a chicken, there's big chicken cooling on the table. There were red sauce, potatoes, gravy. I said, stick the lot on a plate and film it over microwave it. Oh, well, I shan't bother to eat anything. Now, of course, he was paying me for his food.
Mm.
And he was jolly well sick.
But you'd said, oh, well, I'll prepare. What about if I prepare you? Oh, yes, well, I'll have that. Probably if you'd done it, you'd have it. Because
I then said, oh, well, oh, all right.
Something I'd like to pick up tomorrow if I see. It's a blooming couple of trays.
Do you know, Paul has lent me some very clean but very ugly old-fashioned trays of the sort that people have in restaurants that his mother lent him. And they're a godsend.
I used to have one red one.
I was looking at beautiful trays in John Lewis's this morning. I was licking my lips with desire, Brenda.
The amount of times, sometimes I feel like a bowl of soup, especially not being ill, I feel like a bowl of soup and then not wanting to sit in the conservatory, it's a bit cold.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have to sort of use a plate. And they said, why don't you have a couple of trays? And I said, I know, it's so easy. We had a couple. Mark's had them, I said, but they're $14.99.
Yes.
I mean, they probably are quite expensive, but I mean, I'm sure A&N or somewhere, Debenhams or somewhere would have them.
Debenhams probably, but the John Lewis's were excellent, and some of them were tin, and I do wonder whether if you're eating food on your lap, a tin tray might be rather cold. but on the other hand, let the heat from the plate through to your poor little legs.
You never noticed that?
No.
Or weather pitch?
Yeah.
And we had one. Weather pitch.
Is this where Jenny used to live or still lives?
Up there by those weather pitches. Lately.
Yes, she wrote to me. I tell you what, when I get back, I'll pop her letter in close to you. She seems all right.
Who, Jenny?
Yes, they've stayed together. She's still, mark you, in the letter. She does come across as a misery guns.
They all do, don't they?
What about
her? Have you heard any more of her?
Because
she was having trouble with her husband, wasn't she?
Yes.
She still
phoned me up in the morning at a vast expense to tell me how awful everything was.
Still bad, is it?
Oh, I phoned her back a few days later and said, how are things now? Oh, they're all right, she said.
I suspect Jenny, her kids are off at school now, aren't they?
They are, and I think the whole trouble with Jenny was that I was all right as a sort of mum, sorry. I wasn't the same as a bona fide mum who could be called upon in all weathers at all times to do everything. And I think she found looking after tiny children too much for her.
She was more the career girl, wasn't she, I think?
She should have stayed in beauty therapy. She's very gentle. As you
very
say,
very good at it, wasn't she?
Very good. And kind. And small children are cruel, noisy, and demanding. Right. And unless you've got a soul of steel, a heart of steel, you can't cope with the buggers.
Unless there's a special fluid or something, they can put it in there to wash through.
For someone like Nigel who's got all the tools, it's not a job you can come in and just do it. Because you have to take a bit off and clean it and then allow a bit more and clean it. But I haven't got any of the tools.
But it's even for a plumber, it's a big job.
Me and plumbing don't get on. Well, no, not really, because you can find. Once you found it, once it's where you found it.
So is that the new jacket's got a hole in then?
I've took the top completely off it, yeah.
Why?
Well, because it had sunk and fallen. That's why the overflow was going. Because the jacket's...
Well, the new jacket we got off Les?
Yeah, filled with water. It had gone into the tank.
But why did it?
Well, it must have had a split in it or something. The sides, all round the sides. You don't really need a top on the tank. It's just the sides.
Can you come on the insurance? Can you come on Les and can he come on his insurance?
We have because Les has to go through the books and charge. So we do. We have Nigel as our own plumber,
yes,
and he doesn't charge. He charges still, but not as much.
For me, being a silly idiot, see, if I don't realise, I didn't think. You don't think that this feed pops off the thing, you think this tank and you just turn your tap on and the water comes out.
Dave, I read, there's a magazine called Good Housekeeping and it had been going for 70 years last year. It started in 1921, women's magazine, very good one. And they had a sort of 70th birthday issue.
A cup of tea there.
And one woman said that the year 1921, she was a bride of 18 years old and she took Good Housekeeping and she's got the whole lot, although she's now a very old lady. And she said, my first lot of housekeeping was done in a house in Wales where we had water from the well. We had to build the fires up by hand. We could get Welsh coal cheaply, but we had to, use paper and kindling. And we swept with brooms. And she said, my life has never been easier. She said, I had 3 children in 4 years and my life has never been easier. She said, as all these modern things came in, life has got more and more complicated and difficult.
Oh, you're kidding. You certainly ain't kidding, you. Now it's happened to me. I know if it ever happened, I'll never have to do it again.
The buggeration of it is that the next time round that something goes wrong, it'll be again something that you've never encountered before. Yeah.
And me and Platt, the one thing in this house, I never touched the plumbing. Electrics, anything, gas, electrics, plumbing, me and plumbing is an absolute disaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever I touch with plumbing, it leaks off.
Plumbing is very difficult.
Years
ago, I had a class of very bright children, and they did some really good projects. They weren't silly projects where they just scribble a bit and draw some rubbish. They really worked, and I saw to it that they produced really good work.
Yeah.
And one boy chose to write about plumbing, and you know, he found that there was nothing written down about plumbing. In the early 1970s, there were one or two plumbing textbooks. They were very expensive, and you could only get them through the Institute of Plumbers. Plumbing is something that until about 1975 was passed from father to son or uncle to nephew. It was a sort of secret craft. You know, you can understand it.
Yeah.
Yes?
I watch Nigel. I mean, I could do some little bits and bits. To buy his tools alone.
Quite. Right.
You know,
yes.
So the amount of work that you, I know times like
yeah.
you could do with them, but...
Yeah, I know that the, I know men say that sometimes it pays you to buy the tools for just one job because it's cheaper this used to be the case 30 years ago. But for plumbing, no, I can't believe that you could do it cheaply yourself at home. My husband and son plumbed in a couple of sinks in the house on Kettlewell Hill. But they found some very interesting problems. They had to bend copper tubing and found that you had to fill it with sand in order to bend it. And it was quite a simple job. It took them a long time, and they both said they wouldn't be keen to do anything more difficult than that. This was just plug-